For those who have never heard them play, Thursday Night Music Club director and guitarist Patrick Dunnigan says with a total of 19 musicians, the group is obviously a big band.
The instrumentation and the look of the band is patterned after the big bands of the 1930s and 1940s. And while the economics of it caused those groups to kind of fade away once we got to the 1950s, the genre still survives and continued on through the 60s with Stan Kenton, Woody Herman, and even today.
Dunnigan says the band tries for an eclectic playlist.
We got playing a nice mix of traditional big band tunes. Stomping at the Savoy is one, but we also, there'll be some R&B and 70s funk tune, and Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, and Easy by Lionel Richie. Just a broad mix of things.
Trombonist Greg Ackridge says there are some new dimensions to the Thursday Night Music Club.
We've added one more instrumentation. We added some Latin percussion to the band this year, which will help. And, of course, I love having Fred with his band. We've got two other great singers as well, Lisa Fultz and Denise Tansey. We'll add a different color. Each of them have their own style and their own fit to certain songs.
Vocalist Fred Lee, also known as the man with a big voice, is a seasoned performer with quite a resume.
I've had the fortune or misfortune, as it were, of singing in canyons. Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, the Orange Bowl, and places like that, and then being fortunate enough to be in some places that had really, really great acoustics.
And director Dunnigan says this Thursday night's concert will be in a place with perhaps the finest acoustics in this part of the country, Florida State University's legendary Ruby Diamond Concert Hall.
It makes the louds crystal clear, and yet everything that is super soft is super quiet. You can hear pin drop.
This is the first time the Thursday Night Music Club has graced the Ruby Diamond stage, yet despite the prestigious nature of the venue, singer Fred Lee says the price of admission is about the same as the price of a mocha frappuccino at Starbucks.
I just think this is probably the best musical value anybody in this country will get this year.
The Thursday Night Music Club's 10th August concert this Thursday evening at 7:30 at Ruby Diamond Concert Hall. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.